Homer and Divine Inspiration. Why does Homer call upon the Muses when retelling the stories of both the Iliad and the Odyssey? In Penelope Murray's article titled Poetic Inspiration in Early Greece, she states that poets often call upon the Muses to sing with them and to help them recall the events that they sing about. The concept of divine inspiration in regards to poetry was a basic Greek notion from the time of Homer to Pindar, according to Murray. In Book 8 of the Odyssey, Odysseus approaches a poet named Demodocus and commends him for his great ability to tell stories, pointing out that his gift is divine. Before this portion of the epic, Odysseus is on a strenuous journey to return home to Ithaca from the Trojan War. On his journey, he loses his ship and crew after facing a multitude of dangerous obstacles. At this point in the epic, Odysseus has washed up on the shore of a foreign land, alone, exhausted, and empty-handed. In his disheveled state, he meets the princess of this foreign land, Nausicaa, and learns that he is in the land of Phaeacia. Nausicaa then leads Odysseus to her palace in order for him to meet her father, the king Alcinous. Alcinous willingly takes in Odysseus, although he does not know this man, and performs the service of a good host, which includes gifts, a hot bath, food, and entertainment, according to A.F. Garvey, who wrote this in his commentary of Homer's Odyssey. During the feast that Alcinous arranged, the poet Demodocus entertains the guests by telling the stories of the gods and the Trojan War. Odysseus greets the poet Demodocus with great respect by saying, "Demodocus, I praise you indeed above all mortals," in line 487 of Book 8. Odysseus continues by complimenting Demodocus's gift by using the Greek word thespis. This word is a combination of the root word theos, which means God, and apon, which means said, literally meaning said by the god, or God-inspired. The use of this word places significance on the god's influence on the poet. In her article about poetic inspiration, Penelope Murray quotes Harriet by saying, "The Greeks expressed the belief that poetry is in some mysterious way given, and that it comes from a source external to the poet and is other than he is." Garvey wrote in his commentary that it is mentioned that Demodocus's skill comes to him from either the Muse or Apollo, because his stories of the Trojan War were told so properly that the gods who were present in Troy must have told Demodocus what he could not have known himself. Alfred Hubeck mentions on page 68 of his commentary, titled A Commentary on Homer's Odyssey, that the poet looks to the Muse to supply knowledge of what lies outside of his own experience. He also goes on to say that Homer uses the gods to validate the stories of the Trojan War. Because the Muses were believed to be the divine inspiration of poet, Murray said that the Muses functioned as the bestowers of immortality because these poems contained important historic information that conserved the fame or kleos of great heroes. These performances might have been meant to be shared during feasts and celebrations, such as this instance with Demodocus, to honor both the heroes and the gods. I translated this passage as follows. "Demodocus, I praise you indeed above all other mortals. Surely the Muse, Zeus's daughter, or Apollo has taught you, for truly you sing the fate of the Achaeans so well. All they did and experienced, all the Achaeans suffered, as if you yourself were there, or heard it from someone who was. But come now and tell the story of the wooden horse that Epeus built with the help of Athena, and great Odysseus once brought as a trap to the heights of Troy, filled with fighting men who ravaged the city. If you retell these things to me properly, I will immediately declare to all of mankind how the gods generously gave you the gift of God-inspired song." The Greek reads as follows. "Demodoc, exoka de se broton, anidzum aponton, ese gemus edidaxe, diospais, ese gapalon. Lien gar katakasmon akaion oeton aeides, hos erxan te pathon te kai hos emogesan akaioi, hos te pu heautos pareon healu akousas. Al age de metabethi kai hippu kosmon aeson durateu, ton ipios epoiesin sun Athene, hon potes acropolin dolon hegage dios Odysseus andron eplesas, hoi ilion exhalapadzan, hai kende moi tauta kata moiran kata legzes, autica kai pasin muthesamai andropoisin, hos aratoi prosfron, theos opase thespin aioidein."